I advise my students to write morning lines, to give them a try, to write a little every day. That means maybe they write to themselves in a journal or a notebook, or maybe they write an email or a postcard to a friend. It's a project that I'm doing right now with two of my friends. Every morning we write down lines either before or after our morning walk and send them to each other over the internet. And kind of collect them and see what we have. We're going to do it for about a year. So I say, you know, pick a span of time and then use that walk or some other regimen like yoga or just the morning cup of coffee to help pace and inform these lines. Maybe it's a haiku, maybe it's just a paragraph. Doesn't really matter. What helps here is what this, I think, does is it allows the craft of writing room to breathe. It's my brother called it sweeping the temple. He's a painter, and just, you know, going into the space and cleaning up. Inspiration comes or it doesn't. It keeps the work humble and day to day, but it also challenges me, this kind of daily writing, to continue to try not to be boring, to not to say the same thing over and over again, because I'm writing about the same walks, a lot of the same, you know, experiences with my child. I'm challenged to use fresh language, come up with new metaphors. And for me, the walks, the day-to-day life, I use that to write about those moments, to what I see, what I witness, as a springboard into writing about what I feel. And I like that order, you know, seeing, feeling, and then hopefully it circles back to seeing again.